It is in the little incidents of life that the interest of existence lies, not just in the grand results.
Huge wagons with bright blue bodies and red wheels groaned with tons of trade goods. Bolts of cloth and garments of cotton, woolen silk, ribbons and suspenders, earrings, combs and brooches, needles, scissors and files, watches, guns and ammo, champagne, moonshine, and a printing press. The wagons had curved bottoms that kept things from rolling out or falling out. Josiah Gray, 1844.
Wagon trains served as the artery of connection across the plains. The trail, formerly the path of least resistance, became a thoroughfare. Walker Wyman.
Wagon after wagon, wagon after wagon, after wagon after wagon. Matt Field, 1839.
Now the prairie life begins. We left the settlements, our mules jogging at a rapid pace, till we camped at the edge of the last woods. With such independence and fresh air, oh, this is a life that I myself would not exchange for a good deal. Susan McGoffin, down the Santa Fe Trail.
Rather than pass my life in distasteful labor and anxious to travel, I joined a party starting out for the Rocky Mountains. Christopher Kit Carson.
Soon after my arrival in camp, we tenderfeet were instructed in the art of how to handle a wagon with a live end to it. Yee-haw! George Vanderwalker.
The driver of an ox team was a bullwhacker in charge of the wagon, walking on the left side of the animals. Recruited from both ends of the trail, young men considered their education incomplete unless they had spent a season adventuring on the plains.
I was just a lad of 16 when I went to Los Estados. We hombres from Nuevo Mexico used long sticks to keep the oxen plodding along, not the black snake or whip used by whackers from Missouri. Jose Gurule.
The prairie schooner, or ox telegraph, had a tongue 13 feet long. Rosin and tallow served to lessen the friction on the axles, but the creaking of a loaded caravan sounded to high heaven.
Every moaning whips crack, teamsters yell, and the process of catching up is renewed. A noble sight, with about 40 teams in all, and at the call of the commander, the wagons straighten themselves from a huge oval into two long lines riding majestically into the trail and away over the undulating plains. Thomas Jefferson Farnham.
The teamsters were just catching up with a cracking of whips, lowing of cattle, braying of mules, whooping and a hollering of the men. Oh, but with much disagreeable swearing. Susan Shelby McGoffin.
A caravan crew could usually swear in many languages. With New Mexicans, Old Mexicans, Missouri mule skinners, New Hampshire traders, Irish adventurers, French drivers, Indians from various tribes, young and old, veterans and greenhorns, tavern keepers and soldiers, ex-farmers and current fugitives, along with a loud mix of animals, mules, horses, oxen, dogs, why one woman even brought a dozen canaries, plus whatever else the country itself might throw into the mix.
I took to the trail to bolster flagging health, and fortunate to have William Bent, noted Indian trader, consent to my joining the train to his fort on the Arkansas River. Our party consisted mainly of Americans, Mexicans, French, Germans, and Pawnee Indians. We also have Mr. Bent's lady, a Cheyenne Indian woman. James Ross Larkin, 1856.
At Bent's fort, the chief hunter is named Kit Carson. Mr. Bent himself stares for hours at the mountains in beaded moccasins with porcupine quills and a splendid deerskin hunting shirt and trousers with long fringes along the outer seam. When the sun sets, the Indians return to their camps surrounding the fort to talk about purchases, sing, and dance. The country in which the fort is situated is the common field of several tribes, not always friendly to each other.
Last night we had a terrible storm, but it is lovely today. We have started the spring with good water.
Ernestine Frank Hooning from Bavaria, who married Franz Hooning along the trail.
We had quail for dinner. Met some Indians, and they were all friendly. Franz Hooning.
Many New Mexican youngsters like Jose Gurule regarded hiring on as a drover the trail to manhood and a great adventure to a new world.
The first thing that met our eyes in Kansas City was a huge picture of an Indian in a war bonnet with the caption, Tomasito, the famous warrior of Taos. How we laughed at that war bonnet. Then we heard the music of a negro band outside a minstrel show.
Oh, Susana, no llore para mí, porque voy a ver al lío con mi acordeón aquí. They came from every part and place of this great earth still spinning. The commerce of the prairies told of brave new worlds for winning. Some started from St. Louis, where steamboats come and go, the broad Missouri beckoning the way toward Mexico. Some started out from San Miguel or down Chihuahua way. The trail had many branches from its strong at Santa Fe.